Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Paja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Paja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamunatiro Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Vishnu Pabra Mahansa Paribrajaka Charjasta Tarasata Shishimaresi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nityaleva Vishtam Vishnu Pabra Manda Pri Brajika Sarajasta Tarasara Shishi Mabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Nama Chaja Haridas Thakur Ki Pemche Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Dvaita Gadara Shibasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Shishi Radha Krishna Gop Gopinash Samakun Radhakun Giri Gauradhan Ki Mitora Vindavindam Ki Maya Bunavdip Dham Ki Nuramanati Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga mai, Jamuna mai ki, Samvaita Bhakta Binda. All glory some devotees. Glory some devotees, all glory Sri Guru and Garanga, Gaur Pramanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya Nam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jamudiraye. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 13, verse 11. Satvam asyam apatyani sadrishan yatmano gunai utpadya shasha dalmeno Gamya Gyai Purushanyaja Satamasyama Patyani Sadhishanyatmano Gunai Utpadya Shasha Dharmena Gamya Gyai Purushanyaja Satam asyam apatyani sadashan yatmano gunai utpajyashasa dharmeno gamya gyai purusham yaja.
That's why I like to turn that way. Anybody else? Anybody else out there? Subtle beings. Sa. Therefore, that obedient son. Tong, as you are. Asyam, in her. Apatyani, children. Sadrishani, equally qualified. Atmana, of yourself, gunai, with the characteristics, utpadya, having begotten, shasha, rule, dharmena, on the principles of devotional service, gam, the world, agyai, by sacrifices, purusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yaja, worship. Translation. Since you are my very obedient son, I ask you to beget children qualified like yourself in the womb of your wife. Rule the world in pursuance of the principles of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and thus worship the Lord by performance of yajna. Purport. The purpose of the material creation by Brahma is clearly described herein. Every human being should beget nice children in the womb of his wife as a sacrifice for the purpose of worshiping Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service. In Vishnu Purana 3.8.9 it is stated, Varnashrama charabhata purushena para puman vishnuraradyate panta nanyatatoshakarano. One can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, by proper discharge in the principles of Varna and Ashram. There is no alternative to pacifying the Lord by execution of the principles of Varnashram's system. Vishnu worship is the ultimate aim of human life. Those who take the license of married life for sense enjoyment must also take the responsibility to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, and the first stepping stone is the Varnashrama Dharma system. Varnashrama Dharma is a systematic institution for advancing in worship of Vishnu. However, if one directly engages in the process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it may not be necessary to undergo the disciplinary system of Varnashrama Dharma. The other sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, directly engaged in devotional service, and thus they had no need to execute the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Tapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dati Svadanti Kam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Vagunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Vitam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Bo. Satvam asyam apatyani sadrishanyatmano gunai utpadya shasha dharmena gam yagyai purusham yajja. Since you are my very obedient son, I ask you to beget children qualified like yourself in the womb of your wife. Rule the world in pursuance of the principles of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus worship the Lord by performance of yajna. Okay, so here we get two thoughts of Prabhupada that or the Bhagavatam is saying here, promoting household life very nicely. And in other parts of Bhagavatam, in the very same purport, Prabhupada is again stressing that it may not be necessary. However, if one directly engages in the process, it may not be necessary to undergo disciplinary system of Varnashram Dharma. So, we all know when Prabhupada came to the West, he was the embodiment of Dharma. And Dharma stopana hetu, Sadhur Vyabahar, especially said about Acharyas. And this was spoken about Madhavendra Puri, but refers to the sadhus in general, especially the Acharyas. And so Prabhupada showed that he was acting according to time and place. Desha karlata yuktani hitapo pashamanicha. Arjuna, thinking of Krishna, said that this instructions of Dharma are good for relieving the heart in all times and circumstances. So Prabhupada was spontaneously realized he wasn't just going to give Dharma. So in the beginning, he didn't expect, or he didn't, we can say, he adjusted. He was constantly readjusting so that in the traditional mats of India, there's, say, the Gaudiya Math or any other math, especially Gaudiya Math, there was preaching is going on, especially to attract brahmacharis. We just heard so many pastimes about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and we don't hear about any ladies were in the mat. So he wasn't, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was not encouraging marriage like you would read here. I know I didn't read Bhakti Siddhanta's comments. Of course, I'm not that smart, but I don't know what his comments would be on this. I'm sure we can find out. But here Prabhupada's reinforcing the statement of here of Brahmaji speaking to his son, because this is the time immemorial duty of the son to beget children. So throughout Bhagavatam we hear that. Yesterday Nagaraj spoke about that King Yayati and like that story. But we have so many other stories. There was the story of Chitraketu, for instance. He had so many wives, millions of wives somehow. And either they were barren, somehow he couldn't have any child. So he also was hankering, because this is a traditional coming from Brahmaji, that that you have to have a son, putra, that the put is like a hellish place, and tra means to deliver the parents from this hellish place. So the son is very important, to have the son, and especially the king is desperate, anybody is desperate to want to have a child, especially a son. In fact, well, we don't want to get too controversial, but Prabhupada said, when the first child in ISKCON was born in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada said something like, well, we're not so interested in dasis, we're more interested in dasas, but that's not my statement. But the son is very important. Sometimes the daughters, and then we find that the grandfather wants to adopt the grandson so that he has a son. Although there's a daughter, but she didn't have a son. He had a son, he didn't have a son. He gets his son somehow by having his grandson there. So it's always so important. The same time throughout Bhagavatam, we're meant to develop detachment from the situation in the material world. Everyone's coming in, echo, prasuyate jantor eka eva paliyate. Ekeva. So we all come alone, and each living entity, and then we arrive by ourselves according to our karma. We enjoy and we suffer, and then we also go away. So when that Chitraketu couldn't have his son, he was very distressed, but it's a very extreme example that so there was some yajna done, and it's not the Sankirtan Yajna, though, but it was a Yajna that was done. He was able to have a son, but Angira Rishi assured him or told him, he said, you'll have a son, but Shoka, Harsha Shoka, he'll cause some happiness and some distress. But the king was so anxious to have his son, he didn't consider it very much. He said, well, you know, every son is causing some distress. It's not a thing, it's normal. But in his case, he had so many wives, they became envious. They poisoned the boy. And when we read about it, I just read it, actually. Anyone raise your hand if you just read that story? You did? It's one of the most dramatic things you could read, you know. Even if I'm usually not that big on English. And Prabhupada writes English, though. It's like different than ever other people writing English. And he brings forward the essence of the story in a very powerful way, you know. And how the woman was lamenting and tears were pouring, and the father came in and his mouth was wide open, and you just cry if you read it. It's so lament. And then you think of all described the material world. Shokashu sagara vishoshana matyudara. It's an ocean of tears. Several places described in Bhagavatam, many places, but in Bhagavatam also. Shok Ashru Shagaram, an ocean of tears. Everyone's crying. If you see any news, then you'll see someone's holding his baby being bombed or something, crying. It's so miserable, so you can just see. And so the child is dying. And then when Narad Muni came with Angira Rishi again, the boy came back to life just for a short time. And he said, well, who is my mother? Who is my father? This, we're coming together like particles of sand. And Narad Muni and Angira, they were also preaching. They came actually, it appears that they came as kind of avadutas the second time, because Chitraketu said, oh, I see that you're just like the Kumaras, or these, he mentions all these great, great sadhus, Vyasadeva, and so many famous, great acharyas. You're just like them. Said, yes, actually, we're the same. But before, you were so anxious, you were a big king, you had to have a son. But now, you'll have to understand that you've come into this world, you have to understand before you came, you had no son. You weren't even in this body. Nahanyate hanyamani sharire. When we read Gita in the second chapter especially, there's so many instructions by Krishna, how the achejo yamatahyo yam, cannot, the living entity cannot be cut. When we get to the Bhagavatam, then we get full illustration. First thing we hear, janmadyasyato and vayad, that this Krishna is the source of all birth. He's totally independent. And we're actually very insignificant. Even the great demigods, Brahmadi Jeev Mohilum, is described there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how Maya Devi was glorifying Haridas Thakur, that previously I was able to bewilder Brahmaji and all persons, even Brahma, Mohilum. But only you, Haridas Thakur, you're the only one who could escape my illusory energy. So, ye a banyaya ye na bashe se jeev char. There's described by Kaviraj Goswami that there's a flood of this yajna, sankirtana yajna bhaje, se tu sumera. Those who are intelligent, they take this yajna, yajnaya charata karma, samagram pravaliyate, described. When all activities become transcendental, in the fourth chapter of the Gita is described. So practically it's shown there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, how to develop this transcendental mentality, this everything. Gata sangasya muktasya jnana vastita, to be situated completely in knowledge. The only way is to constantly be studying this philosophy. And so here Prabhupada's interjecting again, like these Kumaras, they were not Varnashama Charavata. This only verse quoted in this purport, but this verse was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Ramananda Sambad, such a wonderful conversation. We can call it a conversation, but imagine. It's like Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, Prakriti Vikriti Ladini Shakti, and he's speaking with his confidential Lalita Shakti, however we see it. So, but Ramananda, and they're speaking, and he's proposing so many things, beginning with Vanashama Charavata, and Sarva Dharman Paritaja, and Mahaprabhu is rejecting one after another, one after another, in the beginning of the conversation. So this was rejected. He said, bahya, that's external. We don't care about that. So although it's Bhagavatam is here, given, and Prabhupada's quoting this Vishnu Purana, is it Vishnu Purana? It's rejected by Mahaprabhu until we get to Gyane Prasamara Pashyana Manteva. Sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam. If we want to get to Krishna, then we have to get beyond this varnashram. Nowadays, and Prabhupada also had varnashram. At the same time, he was chaturyapar. He's casting a very big net. He was able to engage. Big, big rich man in India was coming to see Prabhupada, and he can tune in. Oh, yes, you are. But you're also a thief. Sometimes the big industrialist or merchant will come to see Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would speak very cordially. But you are so wealthy, you should engage all your money, all your prana, your life. And if you can't, then you have money. Dia, intelligence, you have some intelligence. Then you engage it. So Prabhupada was taking this aspect. In Vrindavan, there was one big, he was a principal of school, Sharma, his name was. So he was very, very pious man, but not necessarily a devotee. And he just came in to see Prabhupada just for a few days. And Prabhupada said, okay, you will run the Gurukula. That's it. He did it. Now, he didn't have to do it, but somehow he did it. Who here remembers Sharma and Gurukula? No, not too many. But Pundari, remember Sharma? Huh? A little bit. So in the beginning of the Gurukula in Vrindavan, he was headmaster. You could say he was right off the street. No, but Prabhupada was able to engage like that. Everybody, according, and he wanted Varnashram College. In 74, he proposed, I mean, Dallas was already, everyone was moving away from there, and same mistakes were being made that happened in Dallas, but Prabhupada wanted to have the boys, their Varnashram would be, they become brahmanas. You cannot be a brahmana, okay. Then you can guard the temple, become a kshatriya, or a vaishya, you can work in the field. Those, but he wanted brahmanas, the head of the society. Just in the summer or so, in 77, one big, big minister came to see Prabhupada. I was in the room in Vrindavan, and he was, I think he might have been the governor of southern state of India. And he was very much a pious man with his whole family. He came just to see Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada had us get some chairs and some limkas. And Prabhupada, it was one of the last days that Prabhupada could walk on his own practically. So he was coming out of the back room, and some devotees were helping him stand. And then he kind of sat on his bed. Not sat, but half sat. And this man with his family, and the man was very concerned, well, Swamiji, you know, I have a very nice hill station. I can send you there. You can possibly become cured of this. And the Prabhupada listened, so that's nice, very nice. But he said, this entire human society is sick. And he started quoting verses like this, Varnashram, speaking how this body of human society is suffering. There's no head, Prabhupada said. If there's no head, how can the body remain like that? You can read about it in the script, whatever it is called. So he was thinking immediately, not of his own body, but of the body of human society. No head. So Prabhupada was always trying to create this head. Yes, there might be some Tattainava Vinirdishet. Prabhupada would often quote this Narad Muni's instruction that if one sees that someone is able to act like a brahmana, this was Prabhupada's idea that couldn't make brahmana. He was asking people to become brahmana in India. Can I have one son? You have three sons. You have four sons. Can you send them? I'll train them to become brahmana. Oh, Swamiji, what he'll do as a brahmana, he has to eat and sleep like that. That's all. He cannot make money as a brahmana. But so Prabhupada was, you know, thinking, oh, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's instruction was so perfect, he thought, okay, I'll go to the West. And he, if you read first canto, you'll think, this, sometimes you read Prabhupada's first canto purports and you think, wow, he hadn't even come to the West. And it's like perfect, as though he'd been there already, everything, this pre-sentient. And so he came and he was acting according to time and place. Okay, some girls are coming, we have to engage them. So, tattainava vinirdishet. If one sees they have a quality, then we have to engage them. So this was Prabhupada's idea all along. not just coming that, okay, I am very perfect. You all become now immediately praying. They have some yogi groups and they call themselves premis. They don't know the first thing about anything and they're all called premis. Oh, these are premi. And they're all smoking or something, doing all nonsense stuff 24/7, but then some artificially, or like Harijan, probably to criticize Gandhi, that he wanted immediately, without any training. So training has to be there. But someone brilliant like Srila Prabhupada, he could simultaneously engage. Even you hear one conversation in 76, I think it was, well, I forget, TKG, one of them. And they were saying, well, Prabhupada, it seems like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was encouraging household life himself, and he also had so many children. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was heavy duty sannyasi, was not so much encouraging that. He didn't stop anybody, but still. So Prabhupada said, yes, on this point they argued, I believe he used the word argued. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a different mood. Every acharya doesn't have the same exact mood. When Gorkhasura Das Babaji had some householders, one man coming, he said, oh, now I need your blessings, please, Babaji Maharaj. I'm getting married. It happened several times. So Babaji Maharaj said, yes, yes, you have my blessings. But one thing is married, but you have to see that your wife is a gopi, so she's not your possession or anything like that. And you should not even... He had a standard where he told them that you only see in like an evening during dinner time, like that. And Prabhupada also mentions this also in about household life, that they Bahir Bari in Bengal, especially they have the indoor quarters, out to different quarters where the women stay in one quarter like that. So the strict Hindus, strict Vaishnavas, they're not interacting like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so satisfied with Srivas Thakur also. His son died. We all know the story. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a purport in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has given like 10 pages of a song that he wrote, poem, song, just in the purport of verse, I think, 24. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's like 9 or 10 verses. And then his purport is very long with his own shlokas all about this pastime, embellishing the pastime that's sung. And Srivas Thakur was very detached. He could hear the ladies in their part of the house, and they were wailing and crying. And so what's going on here? I can't believe you're wailing and crying. Why are you crying? They couldn't even talk. They were choked up. I mean, died. So, no, you're disturbing Mahaprabhu. The personality of God, it is in your very house. He's the source of everybody, everything. We're all come together here like particles of sand. He was preaching like that. And then after more than seven hours, Mahaprabhu was still in his internal consciousness, just chanting. He was not, what he felt, something that, oh, something is not exactly right. So he stopped and he said, what's going on? So everyone said, quiet. They didn't say anything, you know. Well, Shivas' son died. What? Then Mahaprabhu himself was crying. And he said, he was crying because that Srivas Thakur was so detached and such a great person, and he had so much love for Mahaprabhu, he didn't want to disturb the kirtan. Anyway, Mahaprabhu brought the son back for some time, and the son spoke just like the son of Chitraketu, that, oh, I came here now, it's time for me to leave this body, you know, and it's just temporary, I'll go somewhere else and do something different now. So, and who is my father, who is my mother, like that. Pita Mata Hoy, that one Jagadananda Pandit has this shloka. How does that start? Pita Mata Pai. Janame janame sabhe pita mata pai. In every life, one gets the father and the mother. Janaka janane. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, actually, this word jana, it can mean birth, it can mean the cause of birth. Also, janani means the mother, she causes birth, and janaka also causes birth. But ultimately, it's the Supreme Personality of God who is causing everyone to be born and to die, to come into this world and just temporarily. But we're all, and they're fighting, causing all kinds of trouble, just never satisfy. Asha pasha shatarabhata kama krodha prayan. Up to the palayantam upashita, up until the time of death, they want to take shelter of the material energy. There's no, not even the slightest inkling, oh, I should, this is a miserable world, it's temporary. No. Ah, Ishvaroham, I am the supreme control. Ishvaroham, I am the enjoyer. It doesn't matter what you do. I killed all these guys. I have so much invested in my bombs. Somebody's making money killing people. 24/7, the slaughtering process is going on. So the Vaishnavs, they're not interested in that. This mundane progression that spaho sambhavante turanam yate tanapate anumityujavam nishayasa vishayas kalu sarvatrasya. Bhagavatam is saying you've spent so many lifetimes kita pakshi mriganam, as the different types of asatim chatarashchaiva, is described in many places. Gradually one gets his human form, and you're throwing it away. Janama Gwainu. Prabhupada used to sing that song. Radha Krishna na bhajino. I didn't worship Radha Krishna. So rather than the mundane people, they're all lamenting, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need that. You know, Vaishnavas are happy. Yadricha labasantu stoldvandati tofi matsara. Non-envious. Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious. Vimatsara, nirmatsara, nirmatsaranam, satam. So even Brahmaji, he's propagating this from beginning to end. No one is free from this in this material world. The whole essence of the material world is just to born. Itcha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena. Born into illusion. Even Brahmaji in the beginning. Kalena. Tibra tapasya parishuddha. He had to do tapasya. Tapasya. Tapastam tapaetena tavasiddhya vivishyati. Gradually one gets perfection by doing this yagya dana tapak karma. Pavanani manishinam. So there's yagya we have to do. But what type of yagya? Sarva yagya shah. Krishna nam sarva yagya shah. And the dharma in this age. Is the chanting of the holy name. There's no other dharma will suffice. There's some dharma you can do, develop some pious credits. That's okay. We won't stop anyone from that, but we want to get the essence. Sarva dharma shah. Jive doya, Krishna nam sarva dharma shah. The essence of dharma is to deliver the living entities by giving them holy name. Krishna nam. Sarva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, again and again. He's also lamenting. He's lamenting many times that he's very straightforward, you can say, in many of his songs. At the same time, he's worshipable, so worshipable that he's delivering us. Okay, so again in the purport. Every living entity, however small or big he may be, has the choice of independence. If the son is unreservedly willing to be guided by the father is 10 times more eager. Like when Mahaprabhu was speaking with Prakashananda, Saraswati, they were challenging that, how come you are going with all these sentimental persons? You're a swami, you're a sannyasi. Sannyasa, he has to be very, he doesn't perform any musical thing, he doesn't sing, what to speak, and dancing, Prabhupada many times talks about these sannyasis, that maybe Shankaracharya, 2,000 years ago, he was very strict. And but then Yatoma Tatopat, more of the Kali Yuga kicks in. He said, they're acting like hogs and dogs. I just read, Prabhupada said, the so-called Mayavadi sannyasis acting like hogs and dogs. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami says at the end of the Majjalila that Nadratram Taralabhyam Kala Samudhi Kolar, that the persons might criticize the leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they risk, very risky. He says, they're just like envious dogs and hogs. Taralabhyam, this confidential pastimes of Mahaprabhu, I shouldn't be disclosing it to them. To anyone who's envious, it's such high level ecstatic pastimes. And if they criticize it, then that's their problem. There's no need for me to, as they say nowadays, hate on them or like that, wish them any bad. No. Whoever reads this, then I take the dust of their feet on my head. But they won't get it. Ananda Vishesh. So I'm getting some jubilation from that, actually. He says, Ananda Vishesh, a specific type of, in other words, he's not wishing them bad, but, oh well, what can we do? You're missing out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He's promoting this, the chanting, Janalambido Bujo Kanakavadat, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Kamala, Vishvambaro Dvijabaro, Yugadharma Palo. This Dharma here, he is the protector, Gornita, Yugadharma Palo. They're protecting this Dharma. Yugadharma Palo. What's the last line? Huh? Vandema Priyakaro Kuruna Avatar. They're the Kuruna Avatars. Avatirno Sakaranyo Prichano Sharishvaro. And their brothers also, these two. Dwibai, the two brothers, although they're not biological brothers, but they're brothers, they're transcendental brothers, Krishna, Balaram, Sehoy. So in the family, Vasu, there's one term they always use in India, Kutumbakam, this whole family, this whole, we're all family. We wish good, well on everybody, Sukena Bhavatu Loke. Everyone, we wish well by promoting the chanting of the holy. This yagya, yagyar sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasha. Those who are sumedasha, not alpamedasha, alpamedasha, alpabuddhi. They're not with tiny brain. Those bhaktas, they have good brain. They can pick up on it. So Prabhupada was promoting by, all right, if they're just, Prabhupada said, if they're just animals, animal means duipad pashu. They look like human, but they don't accept Mahaprabhu's mission, then just give them prasadam. Sometimes they won't even get prasadam. One man was discussing with Prabhupada somewhere, Australia, and he was saying something, we don't like this idea of renunciation, and we like to enjoy, and Prabhupada said, give him prasadam. Stop talking with him. Give him some prasadam like that. So that they can understand very nice. Sometimes they won't even take that. Prabhupada said, if you give it a pig, a hog, some nice halva, say, no, sir. Of course, I don't have experience. I think pigs would take halva, but Prabhupada gave that as an extreme example. No, sir, give me stool. No, sir, give me stool. So Prabhupada is giving the essence of the Dharma, Sarva Dharma Shar. And whether one is here, it says, big or small, he has a choice of independence. If he's unreservedly willing to be guided by the Father, just like Prabhupada said, we were speaking how Prakashananda. So when Chaitanya was speaking with Prakashananda, he was saying, my guru, he japiti japiti mantra, hoilo pago. He said, my dear Guru Maharaj, you have given me this mantra, but now I've gone mad. Evam My heart, my eyes are crying out, my heart is melting. I don't know. I've gone mad chanting Japiti Japiti Man. So the guru was very happy. So whether the guru, the father, the guru is the father, Pita, sometimes probably translated, we sing the guru Charana Padma. Prabhupada translated the guru as Pita, also sometimes a father. So the guru, he's the father. So Mahaprabhu was speaking with these Mayavadi sayings. So my Guru Maharaj was very happy. Balo hoilo. Ami kritartha. I'm very pleased that you have developed this prema. This is very nice. Go on chanting. Uchalila prembanyai. Chodike vidai. You should chant everywhere. Stri vidha balak sobrai dvai. All the women, doesn't matter, a stri, bit of balak, children, pangu, andaga, those who are lame, those who are blind, everyone can accept it in every direction. Lutia kaya dia bandarujare. Lutia means to loot. Take that storehouse. It was closed up, but now the panchatattva, they have broken it open. They're distributing it everywhere. Lutia kaya, they're eating it. Prema shataguna bare. And it doesn't diminish, but rather the more you give it out, it increases. So this is yajna. Yajna sankirtana praya. Otherwise, one is alpa medasha. Etam drishtana vashtabhaya nasht atman alpa buddhaya. In the 16th chapter, those who cannot see, they do things meant to. Kshayaya jagato hita, and it's manifest everywhere in Kali Yuga. Kshaya, they're doing things meant to destroy the world. Prabhupada said, Krishna's telling you this is what's going to happen in Kali Yuga. They have their bombs and all that stuff. It's very nice. Boom, when they see it. We blew that whole city up. Very happy. Put money in our bank account. But you killed so many innocent people. I don't care. Evil demons, dungeon of demons, by rejecting the Bhagavad Gita. The Shastra Vidim Utra Javartate Kamakarata, due to unlimited, Ashesha Kamana, unlimited desires, they've rejected. Here is the word is also used in this sloka, Shastra 11, it says, Shasha means to control, right? What does it say? Yagyai, what was that word? Yagyai dharmina, Shasha, ruling. Just like the Shastra. If they don't accept this Shastra, then they have to be dealt with. Of course, we have no power to deal with them, but the power is in the holy name.
Parshada.
Describes Krishna Vananti Sakrishna. Sangopangastra, they're the astra who weapons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapons are his associates. So we surrender to them. Then Taktwadeham Puna Janma, then you have no chance of Puna Janma taking birth again. Puna Janma Jayayo. In the Ramayana, then Dasarath was speaking with the Acharya in the forest. How is Prabhupada used to quote that? Puna Janma Jayai, who's at Vishwamitra. How is your quest for conquering over birth and death? Because he was a great Kshatriya, Dasarath. He knew you don't ask a great sage about them, how's your kids or something? You know, how is your mission of conquering over birth and death? Janame, janame, sabpita bhatabe. In every birth, you'll get father and mother. So Bhaktivinoda says, Janaka janani, doyato tonight. He's saying that Krishna, you are my father, my mother, my daughter, everyone. Everything. Okay. Pundarik's going to say something to himself. Or give him mic, he's talking out loud. You're babbling something.
I'm trying to remember half a verse is there. I think it only comes in two lines. Kasyavap
pati devasyat or something. Kasyam moha eva hikaranam. It's only by this idea of this family relationship is only by moha eva hikaranam, by illusion.
You know what canto it is?
Third.
Moha eva hikaranam. Yeah, there's a lot of verses. Like, you study all day long. I recommend studying all day long. Anything else?
So in the verse, you know, it's been recommended that to have children, you know, good children, bring up, you know, nice children. And it seems to be so...
One should not become unless he can deliver.
So difficult in this age, and that the importance is no longer on the children. It's like people get together, they break up, without any thought of really how it's going to impact their children. And it creates such a...
That doesn't happen in ISKCON, though.
Unfortunately, it happens everywhere, and it's happening more in India. And even this girl who was a active shooter at some Christian school, and you know, she came and shot, you know, killed a couple people, injured more.
Why'd she do it?
Well, when they looked into her family background, they said the parents had been married and divorced 3 times, so she was very, you know, confused, mixed up.
She was messed up big time.
Messed up, yeah. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, sometimes household or life is kind of, you know, can be kind of minimized. It's not the ultimate goal for sure, but this idea that in the purport they're saying raising good children, it's like that's the focus. Because when people get into a relationship, often they're thinking how this other person is going to bring them pleasure. You know, they're gonna fulfill them, and when that doesn't happen, then it's like they just don't want anything to do with it anymore, and the children are just left. So how to really understand that is the
That's the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Sankarasya chakarta syam. There'll be varna shankara karakai and niyatam baso. They'll always dwell in hell. Arjuna was one of his big arguments that if we have this war, there's going to be so many widows, and all those kids are going to have, there'll be varna shankara. That means there will be just bastards and no proper parents. So this was a big, big deal. And it probably happened that way. I mean, it did have the war. So that's what we have nowadays. And much worse. So, I mean, it's, you can't even, like, describe how bad everything is. But yeah. So we could take shelter in the temple and by chanting, Nama Shraya Kori Jatane Tumi. God, whatever you're doing, take shelter. Namashraya. Nambi not get you night. There's nothing else, Bhaktivinoda said, but the holy name. He says there's nothing else. Wow. Hard to argue with that. Although we're trying. Anything else?
Thanks for class, Prabhu. Nice to see you. Something about prasadam. We're doing prasadam distribution in my little town in Mexico. I mostly do dry things like Simply Wonderfuls or bread or some things that can be wrapped and just distributed, you know. So there is not many homeless, but there are street vendors and needy people in town, so I distribute there. But also
keep the mic close.
But everybody that comes to the house takes prasadam.
Yeah.
And this girl that comes to clean, she takes breakfast and she takes lunch, and she has a husband. So they are becoming so attached to prasadam that her husband asks or sends someone to find out what the menu of the day is, to see if you know, she's going to bring him prasadam too. So yeah, prasadam is magical. And thank you all the devotees that from the United States or other places that send me $5, $10, $20 because it becomes 20 times more. Like if someone sends $20, it becomes 400 pesos. So that is...
It's worth four times more? Three times, four times?
It's like $1 is 20 pesos.
Prasada, seva, korite hoy, sakala, prapancha joy. One conquers the material energy by getting prasada. Anything else? Okay. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki joy.